Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The effects of a major oil spill off the coast of California were already evident. Orange County Supervisor Katrina Foley says, "We started to find dead birds and fish washing up on the shore." End quote. 126,000 gallons or 3,000 barrels were dumped by a pipeline from the LE platform about 5 miles off the Huntington Beach shoreline. Divers continue to make repairs to the pipeline as of Sunday night. A data scientist named Frances Haugen has revealed herself to be the whistleblower behind a massive exposure of the inner workings at Facebook. Prior to appearing on 60 Minutes Sunday, Haugen, a former employee at the social media giant, kept her identity a secret after sharing thousands of pages of internal Facebook documents to the media and federal enforcement. She is scheduled to talk with lawmakers in Washington on Tuesday. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Vaccine mandates on the state and federal level are all about maintaining power, and Missouri will be the first in line to file a lawsuit against the Biden administration when the shots are forced there, so says Attorney General Eric Schmidt on Newsmax.
Because this is about control. That's what this is about, and that's all you need to know about what's going on, whether it's the mask mandates, the vaccine mandate that's coming. The left, the veil has completely come down at this point about what this whole thing is about. It's about maintaining, aggregating, and exercising power. The United States has been the freest country in the history of the world. And I think we have really big questions to ask here about who we are and who we're going to be. Are we going to be some biomedical security state? Or are we going to allow people to make their own decisions? Mm-hmm. And as Attorney General, we're going to fight back. I mean, we're suing school districts here. We're suing counties that are imposing mask mandates. The minute Joe Biden brings this forced vaccination of 100 million Missourians or Americans, Missouri is going to be the first state to file a lawsuit because we have to fight back on every front. This is about freedom.
USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
House Democrats moved to delay the vote on the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill until the $3.5 trillion reconciliation bill passes, making it clear at this point that President Biden is not in charge of anything. So says Pennsylvania Republican Representative Scott Perry on Newsmax.
Well, let's start with where we are with Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden. Excuses are the tools of the incompetent, and Speaker Pelosi and Joe Biden apparently have brought the biggest toolbox ever in the history of Congress into town this week. This thing is completely off the rails. It should be apparent to everyone that the uber radical socialist left within the party, which is essentially the whole party, is completely running it. Joe Biden's not in charge of anything, and oh, by the way, neither is Nancy Pelosi. So whatever AOC, Ms. Jayapal, Ilhan Omar, whatever they want, apparently they're going to get it. People think that they elected Joe Biden president, but it should be clear at this point that he's not in charge of anything, and quite honestly, neither is Joe Manchin. So I think we've got a long run here. Quite honestly, it seems easy to me. Look, the Democrats are in charge of every single part, every lever of government right now. I don't know why they wouldn't take $1.5 trillion today and start on the rest of the $4.5 trillion that they're going to demand tomorrow.
The new self-imposed date by Democrats is now Halloween, October 31st. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
We're back with the America 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We've got the one and only George Barna back with us, the professor at Arizona Christian University and the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. All kinds of fun these days, huh, George?
Well, I tell you, if you like to measure change, this is a good time to be alive.
Boy, I'm telling you, I mean, with vaccine mandates, all the hyper-governance that is going on from, you know, what people are calling, you know, a sheer trajectory towards Marxism, boy, I'll tell you, if you're not on guard, this is going to overwhelm you.
Yeah, and so much of it is actually pretty subtle because nobody makes any laws or executive orders or other pronouncements saying, hey, by the way, I wanted to let you know, this is based on Marxist philosophy and ideology.
Right.
I mean, it's just, you know, here's what we think is best for you, which, of course, is a Marxist way because the elites know best in that system.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they just make the pronouncements, put things into place, and expect you to roll over and run with it. So, yeah, you got to be on your guard these days.
Yeah, and they're none too happy because, you know, still a majority of Americans are resisting this more and more as the light bulbs are turning on here, George. I mean, you know, people have been, you know, desperately busy dealing with this pandemic and everything. And you see a government that's overreaching and you start asking critical questions like, how does that align with the U.S. Constitution? Can I ask that question? No, you can't.
Well, of course, because when you look at these alternative ideologies, the anathema to them are facts. Anything that's empirical, anything that can be proven, it's got to all be, no, just trust us. We know what's best. You don't have to go doing homework. We've already done that for you. And so if you just work with us, it's all going to turn out great. How's that working for us?
Well, exactly. Well, as you know, the face of America is changing quite rapidly, you know, from one migration wave after another. And we have this emerging new America, that you call it, that is radically different demographically, politically, relationally, and spiritually. Break that down for us, if you would.
You know, if you look at all this, you find that there are dramatic changes in faith among some very key population groups. I mean, one of those would be Hispanics in America. And we can talk about some of the changes happening there, where traditionally they've been Catholic. They're much less Catholic as a group now than they've been in the past. And people assume, oh, well, then they must be shifting to Protestant churches. That's not what we're finding.
Mm.
You know, we've heard that the Islamic faith in America is not something to be worried about. Well, maybe 20 years ago when it was less than one half of 1% of our culture, that was true.
Mm-hmm.
But it's actually one of the fastest growing faiths in America right now. We've also got growth in what we used to call New Age religions, you know, the Eastern mystical faiths. That's increasing. And again, not because there's any mega church, you know, mm-hmm. or Eastern mystics, but because their philosophy in a culture that says, you know, just make sure that you feel good and that you're pursuing happiness and, you know, compassion and all these kinds of things. Well, that's helped those states to grow. Mm-hmm. We could also look at what all of that is doing to Christianity, and we're seeing that that's on decline. We can talk more specifically about that. But the Christian faith is really under fire, mm-hmm. and if you will, it's losing territory mm-hmm. in this battle. And, you know, overall, when we begin to break it down into some of the beliefs that people are buying into, we can see how Christianity is losing ground, because people are buying into ideas that they don't even realize in many cases are not Christian, mm-hmm. and yet they're about as far from Christianity as you could be.
Exactly. And the shocking thing is that you have the leaders of these Christian churches that are trying to adapt and get in front of this as opposed to holding their doctrinal ground. Is that fair?
I think it is fair. And I think that goes back to something that you and I talked about quite a long time ago, which is our research consistently shows that that is a measurement problem. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that isn't that churches aren't measuring anything. They are. The problem is you get what you measure, and so if you measure the wrong stuff, you're going to get the wrong outcomes. And
right.
I would contend that, yeah, we're measuring the wrong stuff, because we know that most churches measure five things on a consistent basis to determine whether they're healthy and growing and effective in ministry. But the problem is what they're measuring is how many people show up, how much money they raise, how many staff they hire, how many programs they offer, and how much square footage they built out, none of which Jesus has died for.
Yes.
So we're clearly measuring the wrong stuff, but that becomes the foundation that we're trying to build the local church in America on. And so consequently, we're falling theologically. We're embracing all kinds of unbiblical, anti-biblical stuff simply because it's popular, and we know that we need to have, or we think we need to have more people come to church so they can give more money, mm-hmm. have it more programs, and we can build more real estate. It's a bad model.
As we used to say in California, it surfs up Christianity. And that seems to be, you know, the case, sadly, at a time especially when people want to really understand the faithfulness of God and what is the church but a reminder that God is faithful. But if they're abandoning clear doctrinal principles, then it puts forth a rather confusing, a character assessment of Almighty God.
Yeah, and this is exacerbated by the fact that we know that only 6% of Americans have a biblical worldview.
Mm.
So that means that 94 out of every 100 Americans are buying into other worldviews, and 88 out of every 100 don't even have one particular worldview that they've latched onto. They're just blending a bunch of ideas from competing worldviews into something that makes them feel good, or it advances their best interests, they think. But, you know, these kinds of issues. So there's no real spiritual foundation. And then when you put that in the midst of an environment where technology is overwhelming us every mm-hmm. single day with more and more information about all these alternative options, and frankly, Christianity is not competing very intentionally or strategically in that environment, well, it's no doubt that people are being led astray.
Exactly. Have we become the feel-good generation? It's all about emotions? Is that what it's reduced itself to?
Well, very much, yeah. It's been mm-hmm. that way for a while. Our public schools and other educational institutions, and certainly the media, are pushing us that way. And that's a much easier approach to life, because you always know, or pretty much know, what your feelings are. You don't always know facts. You actually have to work at that to figure it out, or to figure out truth. And so these are, you know, competing interests. And what's happened is, as we've gotten busier and busier, and as there's more and more information that confuses us, we default to our feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Because pretty much we can always access those,
exactly.
as opposed to having to dig in and figure out the truth of the situation.
How has that worked before in previous generations?
Not well. And in fact, if you look globally at nations where feelings rule, those tend to be nations where what you have are tyrants and all kinds of oppression that describe their living situation. And that's because there are individuals who recognize that and can take advantage of those feelings. Mm-hmm. It's harder to take advantage of facts.
Yes.
You can always take advantage of somebody's feelings.
When we come back, we've got more from George Barna as we're breaking down our topic, America's Rapid and Radical Religious Realignment. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Just the way you'd like to hear from us, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with George Barna continues, the professor at Arizona Christian University and the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. George, with this culture that is so focused on its feelings and emotions. I mean, you know, the government's got this figured out, because if they figure if they can keep most of the people happy most of the time, they get to survive. But if people start to drill down, which they're starting to do right now, and I think they're bringing into question, okay, how good has this government been serving you?
Well, and you're exactly right, because now we're in a situation where you've got a population who believes that the purpose of life and the indication of success in life is personal happiness. Mm. And so we're in this situation where happiness has been, you know, so-so for a while, but there were a lot of promises made, a lot of changes made over the last, you know, year or so in terms of how things were going to go about. And the promise was, you're going to be really happy when we get all this into place.
Right.
And so a lot of it's in place now, and people are looking at it, and it's like the emperor's new clothes. It's like, really? This is it? This
exactly.
is what you were promising? I don't think this is working. So, again, what we're doing, unfortunately, is we're still in that mode where we're going back to feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And we're saying, I don't know, I'm not feeling it. Maybe it's me, maybe you. You know, it's like a dating issue. But eventually we're then going to get to that place where when our feelings are pretty solid that, this isn't cutting it for me, then we're going to start to drill down and say, why is that? What's really going on? And when the facts become known to a greater number of people, I think then we're really going to be in for some significant upheaval.
Well, and as long as they keep using COVID as a shield, I mean, generally what especially presidents, what they use is the guy before them. You know, Obama, you know, look what he did. You know, now Donald Trump, you know, Donald Trump is the word. It's kind of the shield. But now it's COVID. So, I mean, the last thing I would think that one party would want to have is a resolution of COVID. If they do that, then they, because right now they can hold people off. Well, you got to understand, we're dealing with COVID. Yeah, but you're spending a lot of money. Ah, but we're dealing with COVID. You know, so that seems to be the shield that gives them some cover, you know, for a couple of more months. But I don't know if this lasts, you know, any kind of, you know, a large number of years that will allow them, you know, to continue this ruse.
Well, here's part of the issue that I feel, and it's that, they're always looking for a shield to cover themselves. And so the string is about to run out on COVID. Donald Trump is old news. They're going to need something else. And so I'm expecting that the two new shields that are going to be thrown up that deflect our attention from reality are, number one, inflation, which will never be told to us, oh, by the way, is the result of the policies that we put in place because of these other things.
Right,
no,
right.
You know, there's no accepting responsibility for that. And then it's all the other deflection point is going to be global unrest, which, of course, was created by what we did in Afghanistan and, you know, what we're doing elsewhere around the globe, making horrific decisions that completely undermine America's stability and strength and shows that we really don't have a coherent long-term foreign policy strategy. But we're not going to lay blame, or certainly the elites will not lay blame on themselves for that. They'll simply say, look, I understand that you're maybe feeling a little uncomfortable. Get over it, because we've got major issues here. You know, we're dealing with inflation. We're trying to get the economy under control. Global unrest, I mean, we've got to be alert to that. So we'll get back to you when we can, which will probably be about 2.5 years from now when the next presidential election arises.
So, exactly.
So I mean, we've got issues.
Yeah, without a doubt. So the church, where's the church in all this, George?
Well, the church, during COVID, to a large extent, has kind of rolled over and said, okay, the government's in charge. Now, obviously, there have been a number of churches around the country that have not permitted that to happen in their context, but most churches have. They've said the government knows best and what they say rules, rather than recognizing, no, the government is under the kingship of God, and so God says rules, we need to go that way. But as a consequence of this, and this started long before, you know, COVID arose, but people are losing their trust in Christianity. What we're finding in our research is that people have lower levels of trust in the pastors of Christian churches. They have a greater tendency to believe that Christians really don't know what they believe. They're not living very differently, so it's not very alluring. And this is why, as I indicated earlier in our conversation, groups like Hispanics brought up, you know, that's the largest non-white segment of our population. And what we've discovered is that if we looked at them back in 1991, about 6 out of 10 Hispanics were Catholic. Over the last decade, up to the last decade, it had dropped down to about 45% among Hispanics. But still,
wow, just in 10 years, just in 10 years, George, that's crazy.
Yeah, and then you look at the difference between 2011 and 2021, and what we've seen is this dropped another 17 percentage points. So we are now in a situation where there is no majority faith among Hispanics, whereas Catholicism had been it for a long time. Now what we have is 32% are Protestant. That's the plurality. You've got 28% who are Catholic. But then you've got 31% who are in this category we call the don'ts. Don't know if God exists, don't care if God exists, or don't believe that God exists. That now is virtually tied for the dominant faith orientation of the Hispanic population. And recognize, in 1991, just 30 years ago, only 3% of Hispanics were in the don'ts category. Now it's 31%. That tells you just about all you need to know about what's happening in faith in America.
Wow. Wow, that is drastic, and in just that short a time, what is pushing these numbers, George? Do you have an idea on this?
Yeah, I mean, it goes back to a number of things. Number one is trust. They don't find leaders in the Christian community who are speaking with God's wisdom and vision and strength and courage to the issues of the day. What they find is there's a lot of, you know, kind of peripheral teaching that's being provided in Christian circles. Mm-hmm. They want to know, how do I make sense of life today?
Exactly.
You know, I've got to have somebody who's going to stand there and tell me, this is what God teaches us about the issues of the day. Mm-hmm. And we know from our other surveys that that's not happening in most churches. So that's one of the big issues. A second issue here is the cultural context. The church, frankly, local church is not competitive. It's not competing with the media. It's not competing with the schools because it doesn't have a clear point of view. It's not being very forceful about providing that point of view to people, whereas the schools and the media are really in lockstep trying to provide an alternative philosophy for people to buy into. So it's a battle. You know, we talk all the time about this is spiritual war. Mm-hmm. And we look for certain things. Sometimes the spiritual war comes at us differently than we expected. But we've got to be ready to pivot and fight it wherever it comes.
About a minute and a half left here, George. What about those pastors that say, look, I'm staying with the gospel. I'm preaching from the Bible. I do not want to get involved with the issues of the day because that gets me into politics and that gets me into, jeopardizing my tax exemption. What do you say?
There's nothing that Christianity doesn't speak to. You go through the Bible, pick any issue of the day, you will find the Bible giving you principles about how to address any issue that comes up in that realm. We as Christians are called to be creating disciples, and that means that we've got to transform the culture in which we live. That's how we create disciples. And so there's no dimension of the culture that we are not supposed to be influencing. And so if you step in the pulpit and say, well, I'm not going to address politics, shame on you. People need to know, how am I supposed to behave? Because each of us has political responsibilities.
Without a doubt.
You know? Yeah. We got to take our marching orders from God.
Amen. The professor at Arizona Christian University, president of the Cultural Center, Cultural Research Center at ACU, George Barna. Thank you, George. Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available to rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The effects of a major oil spill off the coast of California were already evident. Orange County Supervisor Katrina Foley says, "We started to find dead birds and fish washing up on the shore." End quote. 126,000 gallons or 3,000 barrels were dumped by a pipeline from the LE platform about 5 miles off the Huntington Beach shoreline. Divers continue to make repairs to the pipeline as of Sunday night. A data scientist named Frances Haugen has revealed herself to be the whistleblower behind a massive exposure of the inner workings at Facebook. Prior to appearing on 60 Minutes Sunday, Haugen, a former employee at the social media giant, kept her identity a secret after sharing thousands of pages of internal Facebook documents to the media and federal enforcement. She is scheduled to talk with lawmakers in Washington on Tuesday. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, and it's great to be visiting with Neil Mammon. A couple months since we were together in Dallas, Texas, and a lot has been going on because he is a man that does not stand still, and we appreciate it, and you'll understand more what we're talking about in just a few moments, so hang in there with us because Neil has all the details. Neil, welcome back. How are you doing, sir?
Good. Thank you very much. Good to be back in the show again.
Okay, well, let's talk about the Chinese Communist Party. Now, this is different than Chinese people, okay? We're talking about the party itself that is so fixed on ideology and totalitarianism and communism. And you say it is the cause of most of the world's problems today. And as the founder of Values Advocacy Council, tell us why you make that statement.
Well, it's actually pretty clear. If you start looking around the world, you can see what's going on. The Chinese have decided that, at least the Chinese Communist Party. Now, I understand, as you mentioned, it's not the Chinese people. It's a portion of the party that is controlling the country. So you have to understand, first of all, some of the history. If you look at the back history, the reason, one of the reasons the Chinese Communists came into power with Mao is because the original empire, the original emperors were so dictatorial, and they controlled everything, and they controlled the country, and they controlled the people, that the communist appeal was, hey, freedom, we'll all be equal, we won't have a ruling party. Well, and now you fast forward years later, and you realize, well, all they've done is replace one sort of oligarchy with another oligarchy.
Exactly. Right.
Right. They really haven't changed anything, you know, now. And then, luckily, you know, and of course, China went through where they lost 80 million people due to communism, through starvation or through purges or through killing, which is far more than the emperors ever killed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so now you fast forward, and now the Chinese party is controlling everybody through a social credit system by controlling it. I mean, at least they realize that they have to allow some sort of free market at the lower levels. But
Let's regurgitate a little bit more, if you don't mind, on that 80 million people. Are we talking 80 million people in the modern era? Or, I mean, are we talking 80 million since the turn of the last century?
We're talking about since Mao changed China into communism. So he went through a bunch of different processes. First of all, he went in and he killed everybody who was, not everybody, but a large portion of the people who were landowners and farmers and educated and anyone who was, of anyone that he saw could be a threat to him. And it's always interesting because in most communist systems, they use the students to now overpower, or sorry, not any socialist system, but they use the students to overpower and come to power. But once they get to power, they realize that the people that brought them to power are dangerous because they're the very same people that could take them out of power. So they go through a purge and they start killing them. We saw that with Hitler and the brown shirts, right? Hitler
right,
uses
exactly.
the brown shirts, and again, Hitler's the socialist. Communist, you know, slight variation there, but same idea. Hitler's takes his socialism, gets into power, and then he goes out in the night of the long knives. He goes out and he kills everybody who got him into power because he knows those are the people who can take him out of power. So that's exactly what happened to Mao. And then, of course, he had these ideas that he would solve the country's problems. He got this crazy idea that sparrows were the cause of, because they would see sparrows eating rice in the rice field. And so they said, oh, you know, we got to kill all the sparrows. So they went for the whole idea where they would kill sparrows. And they would kill them by banging on drums, preventing them from landing, just doing all sorts of crazy things. And when you have, you know, millions of people at your beck and call, you can make them do everything. And then you brainwash them to say, this is the right way. This is what it's for the motherland or fatherland or whatever you want to call it, you know. And so they started killing all the sparrows. Well, guess what happened after they killed? I mean, you can go and look online and looking at killing sparrows and swallows and everything else and on the Chinese, and you'll see that they had truckloads of dead birds that they were, you know, because they would get rewarded for every dead bird they brought in.
Wow. Uh-huh.
And as a result, guess what happened? Well, the insect population took off and destroyed their crops. And then there was starvation. And then, of course, once they got rid of all the farmers, people didn't know how to farm. And so then there was more starvation. And, of course, the people at the top never starved. It's always the people at the bottom. So that was the history of that, you know, and that brings us to, and then if you just look at all the purges and people, I mean, it's amazing, you know, I get into these arguments and they say, oh, you know, Christianity has killed more people through wars than any other principles, right? You get all that nonsense. Then you go, wait, have you ever stopped and counted the communist deaths?
Right, exactly. I mean, you're talking, they always want to bring up, well, you know, the Crusades, they killed lots of people.
Exactly.
I think it was about 1,300 people or something like that. I mean, it was less than 1,500 people that died during the Crusades.
And if you look at why the Crusade started, I mean, not to go off too much on that topic, but look at where the first Crusade was fought. The first Crusade was fought in Spain. They're like, wait a minute. They're already in Spain. Remember the Moors? They had half of Spain, and they were coming in. And the only reason we aren't all Muslims today is because the Crusades were able to push them out of Europe. But most of the Crusade battle was fought in Jerusalem, not in not in any of the Muslim dominated countries. You ever understand that Islam?
Exactly. That's the thing. Again, wait, going back to what you just said, you know, this history, and I'm glad you did this because this is stuff that's not taught in school. You know, you have to do your research, and again, we encourage everybody. We're grateful to have Neil here. He understands. He's obviously a learned individual on this particular topic, and hopefully it piques your interest enough where you say, well, let me check this out. I mean, because that's what this is all about. I mean, you know, as iron sharpens iron, we sit down, we reason together, we hear both sides, and you check it out and see if these numbers aren't the same. But again, what we come back to, speaking of the Word of God, is that, you know, God laughs at the ideas of man. And here it is. Once again, you have a nation, you have men, humanoids, just like the rest of us, thinking they have a better way, But at what expense? And this is what's going on. I mean, you know, whether we're talking about the Communist Chinese Party and China and the history there of what's gone on, you know, look at America the same way. And even as we're handling this pandemic, we seem to be handling it more through the eyes of man as opposed through the heart of God.
Amen. And also through the eyes of that man can fix the problem that man created at the top, right? It's always the, and this is the, coming back to that. So just to wrap up, so if you look at the Crusades, you'll see that most of them were not, Islam had come in and they had by force, there used to be about 3,000 churches, 300,000 Christians in North Africa, and Islam came, and that's where the Bible was put together. I mean, it was the council, all the councils were met right there in North Africa. Mm-hmm. Augustine was from North Africa, right? And yet right. Islam comes in and they massacre 300,000 people, 300,000 Christians in North Africa, and they convert North Africa to Islam, and then they start moving into Europe. And that's the history of that whole campaign. Anyway, so back to China, though. So China now has given people a certain amount of free market autonomy, which is why their grants keep growing. It's the only reason why they've become so powerful, because the labor is cheap and all that. But China, if you look at the Chinese government, they really are communist in only one aspect, the fascism part of it. That is where the companies work with, where the government works with companies to bring foreign capitalism. And mm-hmm. I'm sure your listeners are familiar with the fact that there has never been a fascist who was not also a socialist. Right. People think fascism is on the left, right, and mm-hmm. socialism on the right, but that's absolutely not true, because there's never been a fascist in history who wasn't also a socialist. Hitler was a socialist, Mussolini was a socialist, Saddam Hussein was a socialist, you go down the line, Yamil was a socialist, all the way back to Caesar. Caesar was mm-hmm. a socialist. Why? Because you can't have control of the people unless you promise them free stuff.
Yes.
Right? Now, so what's happened but the way you control in fascism, what you do is you don't control every aspect of production. You have companies doing the production. So they realized that communism wasn't working, that their companies weren't producing anything. So they said, let's go to the free market, and now we'll use fascism to control everything. That's where they're at right now. But look at what they've done then. They said, okay, years ago, Lincoln said, there's no way anyone can take America over from the outside. They're only going to be able to take it from the inside.
From the inside, exactly. Well, we've got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there when we come back. We've got more from Neil Mammon. He is the founder of Values Advocacy Council. I'm Bill Martinez. We're coming on 18 minutes before the top of the hour. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
So as you guys know, Mark's gone.
The float artist at Fred's Floral just took off days before the parade. They need a replacement before business passes them by.
And who am I going to get to finish the float?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
With confusion around vaccinations, masks, and public screenings, it's important to know the symptoms of COVID and its variants. Fever is the leading sign, so make sure to use an accurate thermometer for your family. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact thermometers have no clinical evidence behind them and cannot be relied on. Be vigilant and be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
If you've got a small business, you know there's nothing more valuable than your time. So why waste it at the post office? Stamps.com makes it easy to mail and ship right from your computer. No special equipment required. Whether you're in office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. You'll even get exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS. And their new rate advisor tool lets you compare shipping rates across carriers so you always find the best option. Save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk, and when you go to Stamps.com and use offer code FOCUS, you'll receive a 4-week free trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top and enter code FOCUS. That's Stamps.com, promo code FOCUS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Thank you. I'm grateful for Neil Mammon and a little history lesson here. They say that, in going forward, you need to also look behind to see where you've been and to also consider the lessons maybe that you forgot, maybe some of the lessons that at the time you didn't learn. And it is amazing, Neil Mammon, that we have young kids today, obviously, because of the indoctrination that's being thrust upon them in these universities. And I'll tell you, it is amazing to me. I mean, we want to spend a lot of time jumping up and down and yelling about vaccine mandates. But yet what the teachers in these universities have been able to do in indoctrinating our children and injecting them with propaganda and flat out lies about not only the history of our country, but the history of the world. And I'm sure some kids probably hearing what you just said said, God, how come I didn't hear this? How come I didn't know about this?
Well, yeah, because they're being brainwashed, and the school system is being brainwashed. I mean, again, we don't have much time to go into it, but if you go into all of this, back in the 1930s, there was a group called the Frankfurt School, and they were socialists, and they wanted to bring socialism and Marxism into America, and so they decided to start down with the public education systems infiltrating, and now we see critical race theory infiltrating, and you see wokeness infiltrating. So they wanted to get the churches, the schools, the institutions, the economic system, and finally they wanted to start a race war. And we actually teach, the other organization that we talked on last time I was on was Every Black Life Matters, which is the Christian alternative to BLM. And we actually teach, in fact, we teach the courses on CRT. We explain how this all happened. And we come on, we show the real solutions to the black life, and that's at everyblm.com, everyblm.com, if you want to find an alternative to BLM.
Because you're teaching the real history and the real story of why black lives, as any life, would matter. But you really turned it on its head. Now, I know because of, some of the activist rebels who have persecuted and injured people. And in some cases, I think there's been several murders attributed to this, to people saying all lives matter. And they go, no, it's only black lives. Well, based on what? Go ahead.
Yeah, you really don't want to go down that thing, because what's happening is if you start creating, and this is what Kevin McGarry, who's African-American, says, I mean, come on, if there really is a race war, guess who's going to lose? He says, my people are going to lose because we don't have the guns. The white people have the guns. You don't want to get into a race war. But the Marxists do. They want a race war. They want instability. And if you think about it, who are these Marxists trying to kill? Well, they're trying to kill black people because they've eradicated 30% of all black people. Mm-hmm. In fact, because there are 44 million African Americans today, 20 million have been killed in the womb.
Yeah.
Yes.
Planned Parenthood has targeted African Americans because 80% of all Planned Parenthoods are in black communities, when black communities are only 13% of the population. Why is that the case? Yeah. So anyway,
certainly not by accident. It is for an expected outcome. This is what people need to get a grip of, and why we need to come together, regardless of race, color, creed, because that's foundational to our Constitution. Yeah. And there's no doubt, Neil, when I look back and study the history of our Constitution, as George Washington and other founding members have said, that this was but for the hand of God, divine providence directed. The verbiage, I mean, it comes straight out of the Word of God. There's no doubt whatsoever. And when we honor God and honor each other, it goes well for us. And the reason we need God is because we're not perfect. Okay. On this plane, we're not perfect, and we understand that. And people are trying to claim that as if we are. And that's just a false argument, false narrative. It's just to put you on your heels so they can get their way with the argument. And of course, if you don't yield to them, then you're canceled, you're invalidated, and never to be heard from again, right? And then, of course, we find out what's happening with Facebook, with this new whistleblower. I don't know if you were aware of this this reveal that's been out for a couple of weeks, and the whistleblower was interviewed last night on 60 Minutes and talking about how nefarious they are and what they have done with the algorithms for their own self-interest to make money, because they know, I mean, the basic axiom, I mean, like we say in news, it is, what leads in the news is that which bleeds. And and all that negativity, it's not healing, no redemption there. It's just all this anger and emotion and everything. And this is what Facebook has been doing as a manipulating instrument in the current culture that we live in today. It's very dangerous.
Yeah, I have not come up to speed on that story. I definitely need to, especially since I live here in Facebook land, right, here in Silicon Valley. Right?
So, Ajay, I'm sure they're having meetings about it today because, this gal, I mean, she's, highly credentialed, been with Facebook. She went through all the different social media, Pinterest and others that, so her background is very well established, well educated. And as she departed, she brought a lot of internal memos that confirmed that this wasn't by accident. This was by design by Facebook, what they've done to us.
So one thing you should understand, and while I don't have the evidence with me, Facebook is deeply connected to the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party. You can there are many different traces that you can. So what coming back to the CCP is what the CCP has now decided, that they can't get into America through violence or externally. They have to infuse it from within. So what they're doing is they're buying up companies and putting their people on as shareholders. And, for instance, one of the things that we've talked about is this whole Dominion being, and I have pictures with me of Dominion machines. Of course, it says made in China. And why are we making some of these most important things made in China? But I think Dominion may be a red herring, because if you look at Dominion and you actually look at what they're doing, their reach is only so much, but the real power is going to be in the people who handle the data.
Yes.
And if Mike Lindell is listening, guys, focus on Silver Lake and SolarWinds. Okay, Silver Lake and SolarWinds are actually in control of the data. Look there, because that's where the data, that's the avenue that's going through. In fact, there's supposedly a Russian breach, and that's a very convenient way of saying, oh, we lost all our records, now you can't look at it. And in those companies, right? So, go look there. So, what China is doing is they're coming into the corporate race. They're taking over many of our corporations in America now, and they're the one. They're the reasons why we have a shortage of chips. There's no good reason for us to have a shortage of chips, semiconductor chips. Why is that? That's all manipulated. They're manipulating this. Well, I mean, you can argue whether the virus came out of China or not, but I think it's very clear. And now that the deaths are going down, there's going to have to be another virus coming out. And this whole control, the vaccine passport is very similar to the social credit passport. In fact, I have I've seen things talking about, your DMV license will now have your vaccine passport on it, and it'll also have your social credit score, on it, right? So these things are ongoing. Here's, by the way, so Mike Pompeo is coming to visit us, and he's been on the front of this battle. And it's actually, we're hosting it at the VAC. If you want to go find out more, it's VAC.org. There is a live stream option. I think it's on there. I'm not sure, but that's VAC.org, especially if you are in the area, in the Bay Area and, in San Jose area. And we are partnering with the Hong Kong Freedom Beacon, which is a group started by a gentleman named Elmer, who is a Hong Kong industrialist who had to flee Hong Kong. He's now a fugitive without a country, basically. And so his ideas, his basically thoughts are, look, if the people of China realize that they are the majority, not the Communist Party, then we can turn this around. And by the way, I have another contact that says every day in China, there's something like 2,500 riots for freedom that we never hear about. Every day.
2,500 riots? Is that what you said?
Riots and rallies for freedom.
Wow. Wow.
In China, all over China in different places. And, of course, the news is being suppressed because where do we get our news from? We get our news from people that are owned by the Chinese government, the Chinese Party. Right. So all these things are arrayed. And the whole idea is that they're going to go through lawfare where they start suing people for things to control them. They're going through company buying companies. They're going through all these different methodologies that are coming in. And remember this, they're very good at this. The reason they're very good at this is because the only people who survive to the top of the Communist Party are the people who are good at getting rid of their enemies and playing these games.
Yeah.
And he says, and my contact says, the other thing we have to be very careful is that you have to look at who's your friend, because sometimes they will do the exact opposite of what you think they're going to do. So, like, for instance, recently there was an announcement of an alternative to the premier. Right? And we go, see, it looks like there's fractions in the Communist Party. And my contact says, no. What they're doing is this person who is the alternative to the premier of China is actually a stooge. And his job is to pull out all the people who are not loyal to the other guy.
Oh, wow.
So they can be identified.
Uh-huh. Now,
right? So anybody who comes to his.
Yeah, is this Miles Yu that you're referring to?
Miles is also coming to speak. Miles is coming to speak, but Elmer Wan is the person that is the one for Hong Kong Freedom Beacon. Miles Yu is one of the speakers coming with Mike Pompeo to speak at our event, and it's on September 17th. By the way, if you also want to hear Judge Jeanine Pirro, she's speaking for us on the 16th, the day before at the VAC.
Oh, wow. So how can we sign up and get connected to the event?
So go to VAC.org. That stands for Values Advocacy Council.org. VAC.org. You can find out more. Click on the link. Take you over to where you need to register and sign up for it. So, but there's one more thing I want to say. I mean, we got
40 seconds left. Go ahead.
Great. So first of all, we should not stop fighting. Okay. Christianity is the fastest growing religion in the world. This is not the end. And if it comes down to it, then we need to gather good Republican or red state, but conservatives together, governors together, and we need to do a new Declaration of Independence.
Yes.
And we need to say, we are gathering together. And let me ask you this, why is that not a bad idea? Why is that a good idea? Because guess what? Who has all the guns? We do. And who are they going to send to stop us from seceding? A bunch of metrosexuals?
Probably
right?
Not.
Who's going to come against us?
Neil Mammon.
We've got a...
Thank you, Neil. Take care, buddy.
Globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
The final phase.